this family has had an opportunity to lay their loved one to rest, we're going to continue to ask for a thorough investigation of the circumstances surrounding the death of Sandra Bland.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Cannon Lambert's the attorney for the Sandra Bland's family. And Sharon Cooper, who you've seen as well, speaking on behalf of her sister over the past several days since this nightmare began for them. And the Sandra Bland story continues. Both Cannon Lambert and Sharon Cooper on the phone. Let's start with Sharon Cooper, if we can, and go there first. Good morning, Ms. Cooper.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
This is actually Steve now, a different person on the phone, but nice to talk to you. And I'm so sorry about your loss.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So I think the perplexing thing that we all are confused about is what we see in the video. And you know the world we live in now. We judge very quickly based on what we see in video. And we don't know the whole story. But there didn't seem to be anything that indicated anything more than a traffic stop that got out of hand. So how does that go from that to a suicide?
That's a great question. I have to be honest with you. Based off of what we have seen on the dash cam video, we were so thrilled to be able to give Sandy a phenomenal home going this past weekend.
Right.
Compared to what she may have experienced in the days leading up to her departure from this side of the earth. So I will tell you, Steve, that I don't know the answer to that question. As you can imagine from what you've seen out there in the media, we're not getting the information that we've asked for the way that we should. When the media is getting it is when we're getting it. So, therefore, that has left us with a significant amount of concern regarding the thoroughness and transparency of the investigation.
Is there a theory that the family has as to what might have happened? And what do we know or what do you know that you're comfortable talking about in relation to the phone call audio that was released? Because the last phone call we heard, I guess it was to a friend of hers, maybe it was to you, that said, still don't know what's going on, hope to be out soon, talk to you soon, call me back, that call.
Well, Steve, listen, the theory is something that, frankly speaking, I think they are proffering, right? I mean, they're the ones that are telling us how this happened, and we are seeking more information so that we can gain a better understanding. The reality of it is that so much of the information that will help to glean or shed light on this situation still rests in their hands. And the piecemeal way in which it's kind of being parsed out is something that is a little troubling and a little confusing, frankly.
Cannon Lambert's the attorney for the family, and we understand this county has had some racial issues in the past. Is that relevant at this point?
Obviously, when you have people running for president, when you have state leaders that are all able to see that this is just another instance in a long line of situations where African Americans have been targeted and treated disparately, that's a situation that is pretty obvious.
Cannon,
one sec though, Cannon, because I just want to make sure people understand this because I want to be consistent where I've been as well, and I'll back cops 1,000% until I see a reason that I shouldn't. But in the same way, we don't want, all black folks lumped into one group. All cops shouldn't be lumped into one group as treating African-Americans poorly as well. I don't want people to think that's what you're saying unless that's what you're saying.
No, I think you're exactly right. I agree with you 1,000%. I've got family members that are police officers and friends that are police officers. The ultimate situation, though, is that this particular instance kind of falls in line with many of the types of situations we've seen previously.
Cannon, the family conducted its own independent autopsy separate from Waller County. When will you release those findings?
Well, we don't have full findings. As you probably well know, much of what happens is that we have to get information from them. For example, the toxicology, there's a whole host of things that we have to get from them. We don't have the ligature. And once we get that, then we're able to provide it to our pathologists who will then look at the situation and then come to an ultimate conclusion.
Talking with Sharon Cooper, sister to Sandra Bland, and Cannon Lambert, attorney for the family. Sharon, when was the last time you were able to speak with her?
So, Steve, I have an older sister who was able to speak with Sandra on Saturday afternoon, roughly around 1:50. And she basically relayed the very same thing that's out there in that voicemail message from the friend, was that she was in jail based off of a routine traffic stop, that she just visited the magistrate, and that she needed $500 for bail, which we said to her, or my sister said to her, okay, we will work on it expeditiously. And that was the very last time that we heard from her, was Saturday afternoon.
So your family goes to work on getting $500 to Wells Fargo or whatever, just to wire the money at that point, I assume.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
And then when did you get the call that she was gone?
Oh, the family got the call on Monday, July 13th. I would say in the mid-afternoon. I was at work and unfortunately got the news at work in the late afternoon. And it has been a nightmare since Monday, July 13th.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Cannon, can you speak to that at all? Is why a woman would be locked up the entire weekend for a traffic stop?
I can tell you that sometimes there are instances where police officers are not quite happy with the person who they interface with. And then on a Friday, when many times you're able to kind of ensure that the person goes to jail for the weekend because they can't be seen by the judge for bail and that sort of thing, that might possibly, sometimes at least, be a motivation. I don't know precisely because we've not obviously spoken to the trooper, but I can tell you that sometimes there are motivations beyond just apprehending someone.
And can either one of you address the fact that there's been media reports that Sandra dealt with significant depression and may have tried to take her life previously?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Steve. You know, it's been predicated off of a post that she put up on her well-known blog called Sandy Speaks. And I really do believe that that video was just to highlight some of the peaks and valleys of life, per se. You know, they show a snippet of that video, but the totality of that video basically states that if you're having a hard time and you're feeling down, you know, she shared that she was anchored in God, and that video really transitioned into remnants of hope. So,
yeah, you know, I'm glad that you spoke to that, because, and your family obviously would know if she was struggling deeply. But it's very, I've lost a couple of friends to suicide, and it's very difficult to believe the transition that could have taken place between the clip we saw on Friday and what happened on Saturday and obviously what you guys found out about on Monday. It's really a lot of questions here, but let me throw this at Cannon before we run out of time. Cannon Lambert, again, the attorney for the family. The extension of a conspiracy here is getting wider. If the coroner is involved and others are involved, you know, the logical question for me would be, there's going to have to be an awful lot of people lying. What possible reason would they all have to lie?
Listen, all things are possible as it relates to what happened. And it's not a situation where this family is saying that they know. And if it was a situation where it was suicide, as tragic as that would be, the reality is that you need to show us. We need to understand. They've said numerous times, give us the information. Let us process that information. And from there, wherever it leads us, it leads us.
It's a completely fair request. And what are you hearing other than no?
Well, we're not even hearing no. We're not hearing.
That's the thing that makes it outrageous and makes more questions come up. And it's easy to go to what are they trying to hide? Listen, I can't tell you how sorry we are about all of this, but I appreciate you coming on and hope we can contact you again for any updates. But good luck and my best to your family, Sharon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us on, Steve.
There you go.
Sharon
Cooper and Cannon Lambert. And the other thing that strikes me, too, as you talk to these guys, they're not unreasonable people at all. This is not screaming and shouting, and this is not, oh, my God, Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives do matter. But this isn't some political campaign that they're trying to wage here. They're saying, we want to find out what happened to our sister. We have legitimate questions. If it leads down the path you claim to be true, then we'll deal with that at this time. But you haven't answered our questions. I mean, they seem completely reasonable about what they're asking.